Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our morning worship time gathered here in the sanctuary. We are blessed to be together on this day. You can just turn the monitor down just a skosh. We're blessed to be with you. We're celebrating communion today, so I have my communion elements. I have my cup of coffee, which is a great way to start the day. I have the Word of God with me, and we're going to celebrate in John chapter 6. Before I do, just a reminder, Wednesday night are still at, I've been celebrating from my home on the book of The Promise from Bob Moss. So we'll continue on that for a couple more weeks, and then we'll be gathering back for right after Labor Day, which is only a month away, very close. So we'll be gathering back for our time of fellowship. Keep in mind the website, BethanyChurchOfGod.org. All the information's there for your viewing pleasure. Please keep us in prayer so that God will continue to bless our congregation and our sister congregations around us. In our prayer time today, we want to continue to give not only praise for Gary. He is up and about and only taking Tylenol for pain. They're watching his kidneys, but praise the Lord, the surgery was successful, and he's doing very well. And not sure when he's going to come home, but Sister Jean wants to say thank you for all of the prayers and all of your thoughts. We want to continue to keep our congregation in prayer and the multitude of needs that we have. Many things listed there. I think that's really all for the announcements that I need to make for the life of the church. Again, we're going to celebrate John chapter 6, but before we do, we're going to open with a song and then a word of prayer. Father, what a joy it is to be in your house this morning. What a joy it is to celebrate and know that we were made for so much more than just ordinary life. God, you have called us out. We're going to talk about that today, God. But God, you've called us to be so much more than what we are. Father, the world can't keep us down. The world can't stop us. The enemy can't defeat us. And we are your children, God. And I pray today that you'll remind each of us on this Communion Sunday that we were made to be all that you've called us to be. God, that you would bless your people right now. We thank you and praise you. In your holy name I ask it. Amen. Amen. John chapter 6, beginning at verse 24. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, you're looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which is the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed the seal of his approval." And they ask him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The works of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they ask him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Verily, truly, I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never go thirsty." May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. We'll celebrate this next song. We'll spend some time in prayer and communion together. Father, we give glory to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, O Lord. God, we have come into your presence, and we praise you, God, for the work that you have done in Gary's life. God, this surgery was probably a little unnerving for him, but God, you have walked him and Sister Jean through this process. Father, we praise you today that he's even eating and taking Tylenol, and he's up and moving and walking. And God, we just praise you for the work that the doctors have done in Gary's life. We praise you, God, that this has been a huge success, but God, there's still concern about Gary's kidneys, and we just put them before you, God. Allow the fluid, God, that's in his body to flow. Allow the kidneys to function properly. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you will continue to anoint this man. Father, this is your child. Continue to keep Jean safe. God, she sings praises for what you have done. And God, I pray that you would anoint Gary this morning, that you would touch both kidneys, God, in a unique way, Holy Spirit, that you have the power to do, that through the power of our prayer, you will anoint him. We sing praises, O Lord, praises to your name. Father, I am grateful for what you have done and what you will continue to do. I give praises, God, for Sister Charlotte. God, we remember this past week, and we remembered with her. And Father, I just ask an anointing upon her life. As she sits many days in silence, many days in the quiet of the room, Father, I pray that you would inhabit that space, that you would continue to bless her and pour out your Spirit on her. Continue to bless Suzanne and Louie. Continue, God, to pour out your hand upon Shirley and Lee and Yvonne and the many, God, of our church that we know as aging comes experience different things. I pray that Gabor has had a safe journey and is back with us today. I continue to ask your anointing upon the Brecks today. Father, that your hand would be upon this church. I pray for Mark and Brent and Tom, and I pray for the churches in our community. Father, not only for the Catholic Church, the Unity Church, Father, I pray for all of the churches around us, Riverside and the Baptist Church. God, I just pray that your anointing would be upon them today. And God, that you would, Father, bless them. Father, pour out your Spirit upon those who gathered today. Father, I pray for Pastor Salim and Bungoma as he prepares for his teaching and revival in October. God, that you would bless him, that all things would come into place. Father, because you are a God not of time and space, but a God of this universe. And I pray for the multitudes of needs. God, there's always an enemy out there roaring and roaming to kill and destroy. But God, we pray for peace today. Father, in the political climate and our country, we need prayer today, God. And we ask that you would inhabit and listen to the prayer of your people. Father, today we're going to celebrate communion in just a moment. And I pray your blessings upon this breaking of bread and the pouring of the cup and the celebration that we go through. That, Father, you would bless it and multiply it. And I'll thank you for the wonderful gifts that you give to us. Father, I thank you for this day and the beauty of it. Bless those that are watching. Bless those that are listening in, Father. May your Spirit rest upon them today. We'll thank you and praise you. In our mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. We celebrate the blessings of this cup and the bread and the giving and the celebration of what it means. And we oftentimes look to the breaking of the bread and fellowshipping together. The meal time has always been a wonderful time, a time of communication, a time of breaking, fellowshipping, and coming together. We don't want this to be any different, but there's some power in celebrating these elements today. The power of God, the power of Jesus in our life. And I pray, God, that you will bless these elements as we take them in, that we'll be reminded of the bread of heaven, the cup of salvation, and the blessing that you have given to us. I pray this in your holy and precious name. Amen. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. I turn my attention to the Scriptures. You know, we talk about sustaining life. We talk about what endures forever. And unfortunately, a lot of things will come and go. And this was on the eve of Jesus feeding and walking on water and the blessings that he had given to the people. And they were looking for a sign. And they wanted some symbolism. And he's trying to talk to them about the special gift. They don't know how he got where he got there. We know that he had been walking on the water and there was a storm, and he calmed the storm and talked to them about their faith. Then they gathered with him and they were looking for signs. And he said, I have come. I'm the sign that you should be looking for. And the work of God is this, to believe in the one who has been sent. And they asked him, well, what sign are you going to give us? And they were reminded of Moses in the wilderness, and Jesus said, look, God provided that. And he said, I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never go thirsty. Jesus gives them a wonderful opportunity to recognize who he is and what he has come down to earth to do. We celebrate that wonderful gift today in the power of communion. We celebrate his wonderful blessing to us and the breaking of bread and the pouring the cup. But we're reminded today that even though we celebrate those elements, they seem temporary. Every month we do it again as a reminder of that gift given to us. Jesus is trying to provide for them a source of strength and a source of eternal life. And they're still not sure of what he's trying to say to them. And he finally closes that if you come to me, you will never go hungry. And if you believe in me, you will never be thirsty. And too oftentimes, we look at this scripture and we're looking for physical nourishment. We're looking for quenching our physical thirst. And Jesus is saying, hungering after things of the world, hungering after things that we can't have that are temporary. And he begins to tell them more about that. And John emphasizes that relationship of the vine and the branches and who God is and that connectivity to one who provides the source of all things for us. You know, we hope to have the source of financial freedom, the source of gifts. And in our world, I was reading an article the other day that many are forced to make a decision. Should they have medicine? Should they have food? Should they supply their basic needs? Because the costs are going up so great. And we live in a throwaway society that's so difficult for many today. And Jesus saying, listen, I am the source of your strength and the source of your life. And it's challenging for us to understand that source when he says, if you come to me, you'll never hunger and you'll never thirsty. Well, we know that Scripture provides for us that God always provides our needs. And my God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. And here we're given the symbolism that he is the vine and the branches, and he is the one we should hunger and thirst after. He is the one that God sent down from heaven. He is the one to provide the source of all things for them. This scripture is a reminder of what God will do, and all those who come to me, whoever comes to me, he will never drive away, he says in a few verses later. So it's this idea of hungering and thirsting. What are you searching for in this world today? Are you searching for riches and fame and the things that God that are temporary? And we know that Matthew tells us that we must search for that which is eternal. Well, what a beautiful passage this morning. What a wonderful opportunity to know that we can celebrate communion and that He is the bread of life and we will never go hungry and never thirst again. And we'll hear more about that later on in the scriptures as Jesus begins to meet the woman at the well and he faces different parties. But for you and I today, it's a reminder of the connectivity of being who Jesus was and what He means for us. I pray that God blesses you, and our songs today emphasize that fact that we can have that source. And we're going to close this time with another song to send us off in His peace.
Doesn't know you anymore. He doesn't hold you anymore. Yeah, I see that you were dying for. I couldn't love you anymore. I couldn't love you anymore than I do anymore.
Father, may you bless us today. Remind us that you couldn't love us any more than you do right now. That's why you came down from heaven. That's why, if we believe in you, we will never hunger and thirst again. Father, fill your people today. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Tonight. See you at 11 o'clock if you can join us.